Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Those guys, defensive line is phenomenal. Secondary, just all phases. Like I said, the defense is explosive. Like to get after the quarterback, so got to just be on point and execute everything. Every game is like that, man. For the situation we're in, we got playoff hope, but we just got to win this game, win out, basically. So got to worry about the Patriots. You know? And I'm not going to say it's a playoff game because I feel like every game is a playoff game, man. We're trying to win. I feel like just calm down, you know. We've been here. I feel like we execute a lot in practice. We just got to push the envelope in the game, you know, because it be there. We have opportunities. We just don't take advantage. I can't say we really looked at it like it's the last home game. You know, we feel like each and every game, so we got to win, you know. So I don't look at it like just because we home. It's no matter where we at. But this game is special, you know, because you just said it. Like, it's the last home game. I didn't even think about that. So we just got to lock in, man, protect our territory.
It's Lamar Jackson back at practice yesterday, and as you heard, addressing a lot of subjects relating to his team and the different type of urgency, given it's the final home game. And you just heard the quote from Lamar himself, not putting words in his mouth. He didn't even know it was the last home game. And at this stage of the season, it's all urgent. Now, we've discussed it all week long. Ravens are 3-5 at home. Harbaugh kind of fake news. Players have said this is disappointing, that we're sucking in our own dojo where the Ravens are supposed to be formidable at M&T Bank Stadium. But I guess for Lamar and his teammates, by extension, last home game, got it. We need to win, or the next two games might not mean jack squat. However, if they win out, there's going to be another home game. And that's going to be a playoff game in the wild card round of the AFC.
Bob, all I wish was somebody would have asked him, you know, you plan on using your legs a little bit more this week? Bob, how many people have we, you know, people that have come on the show or people have called in or whatever?
We'll cover the team.
Yeah. When are you going to run? You know, when's he going to use his legs? I mean, that's the thing that's missing is Lamar's legs. And we talked about it yesterday. I think you did. Why are they bad? Red zone, everything. Why are they bad? You know, first down, you know, why are they bad? He's not using his legs.
He was asked about it, by the way, as was Todd Monken.
Yeah, and we'll get to all of that. But we just heard Nolan McGraw, everybody.
Yeah, you look good, Nolan.
Quick draw. What's happening? How you doing? Got the Maryland gear on. Appreciate that.
Yeah. No, I was just lazy. I wear like the same five outfits. I'm like a cartoon character. The same thing every day.
Okay. You're like Homer Simpson. Hadn't changed his outfit.
Hey, when it looks good, man, you roll with it.
But we did hear Lamar talking about the red zone issues and, you know, maybe inconsistencies. And he's going to say the stock answers.
Yeah.
He's not going to go Puka Nacua on you, you know what I mean? Or any outspoken guy, and we'll get into that. Well, not necessarily his comments, which we'll address, but what a hell of a game last night, Seattle in L.A. But the red zone woes are going to be one of the reasons I'm going to pick New England, spoiler alert, later in the show to win the game, because I think they're going to be scoring touchdowns where the Ravens are going to be settling for field goals.
Yeah, and
that's just me. But yeah. How does the – at this stage of the game, 14 games into the season – why should we expect anything to change?
The only way we expect it to change, Bob, if Lamar's using his legs. Because that's the only thing that really hadn't used. I mean, was it last week or the week before
where
he got the rushing?
First touchdown since week one.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is a huge part of it. And, you know, I heard Munkin, you know, we had some drops. We've had some penalties. You know, couldn't, you know, the block, couldn't run the ball. I could have called it better, which we hear every week, you know. So it all comes down to if Lamar is willing to use his legs, every aspect of the offense is going to be better.
Also heard Lamar Jackson talking about what New England brings to the equation defensively and how they can be somewhat disruptive. They got a lot of guys who missed practice on Wednesday, stabilized a little bit yesterday, just like Baltimore did, by the way. But yeah. Still, I mean, New England is a team that's on the cusp of clinching a playoff spot with a win. And I don't think they're coming in here half-assing, given the fact that they blew a 21-point lead against Buffalo. And even if the Steelers lose to Detroit, which we anticipate they will, again, we'll do our picks later. But do you really think if Pittsburgh loses, Mike Vrabel's like, oh, crap, Ravens are going to be extra fired up because the Steelers lost. Oh, my God, they beat us, and they're back in good now. They're like, screw that. We blew an opportunity to win our division last week. We're coming in here, by the way, undefeated on the road at 6-0. I don't think New England's overwhelmed by any potential circumstance that's outside of what's going to happen for 60 minutes. I don't think the Ravens are going to get extra motivation. New England's going to be pissing their pants because of it. I think once they kick the ball off, and hopefully Loop kicks it in the required area to do it, then, you know, all bets are off. It's about, hey, we're here. Let's do it, national TV.
I think what'll make them go, oh boy, is... I think the thing that makes them go, oh boy, if the Ravens line up and Henry is just going for 5, 6, 8, you know, it's like,
there you go.
Here we go again, you know, because their rush defense has not been good the last few weeks, you know, so that's been their biggest problem. And, you know, Dalvin Cook killed him last week, and we talked about it yesterday.
James Cook.
We talked about it yesterday with the film. Buffalo just lined up and ran right at him, ran right at him, and they couldn't get off blocks. And if that's happening, Henry will carry it 30 times. And Vrabel knows, you know, he talked about Henry.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw is with us on this Featured Artist Friday. If you missed it yesterday, that reveal coming up in a matter of minutes. You want to talk about this game coming up Sunday night. You want to do your predictions, your concerns. Hey, this is your forum this hour. Get in here and just pontificate. Do what you have to do. We don't want anyone, Nolan, trying to explain playoff scenarios, do we? Are we getting into this again?
We figured it out by now.
We have. We figured it out by now. I still don't understand what the hell is going on. All I know is I'm going to keep it simple, stupid. Ravens win their next three games. They go to the playoffs. That's all I know. That's correct, too, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Took you a couple days to get there, though.
Yes, it did.
You thought the Steelers still could. Well, I don't know. It's one of those rare cases where,
for me,
simply put, both teams technically control their destiny.
Right.
Don't often see that, but that's the situation.
Well, the thing that's going to be interesting, which will be the discussion for next week, Bob, especially Monday and Tuesday probably, is that Ravens, if the Ravens beat New England, Pittsburgh loses, is Lamar playing?
Then he goes to that next week for both teams doesn't mean jack squat.
Right.
Then it goes into week 18. But I think a lot of people, cool C, are working under the assumption that Pittsburgh's going to lose to Detroit and the Ravens are going to beat New England. I think one of those things is going to happen. Unless Aaron Rodgers continues to play like he has the last couple of weeks. I don't know, Vinny and Nolan and listeners, if the Steelers have the running game to really make Detroit sweat a little bit here. Because when they've been thumped, the other team has been able to move the ball on the ground, too.
Well, I think it comes down to, can Pittsburgh score 30 points? That's what it's going to come down to. Because, yeah, I mean, Gibbs had an off week last week, Bob. You know what they're going to be doing this week. They're going to be feeding the hell out of him this week. You know, and if I don't know if Watt's playing or not playing, you know, and if he has time to throw on that fast surface, and Detroit lost last week, so that means what? They're going to win this because they've lost one. What, you know, every other week is the opposite of what happened. So I think Detroit wins because I don't think Pittsburgh is going to be able to score enough points. I mean, Rodgers is going to have to be Aaron Rodgers of 6-8 years ago, Bob, probably. And they got to throw the hell out of the ball, and they got to throw it all over the field, and they got to make plays, and they got to be able to keep up with Detroit. If they get down 14-0, Bob, that's going to be tough on Pittsburgh.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Busy week in the world of sports. College football playoffs start tonight with Alabama at Oklahoma. Three games tomorrow. Maryland's at Virginia tomorrow night. Ranked number 23 in the country are the Cavaliers. That 6 o'clock tip, you can hear it on The Fan. Watch it on ESPN. And tonight, is it a farce or is it real? Anthony Joshua, Jake Paul. It's on Netflix. If you have Netflix, it's free. Netflix isn't free, but it's not, $7 a month, something like that. But if Anthony Joshua and Jake Paul are fighting, are they really fighting?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Featured artist Friday. Any Christmas song, right?
No, it's just Burl Ives. No, I'm kidding. Damn, any Christmas
Nolan
song.
Nolan coming with some jokes today. But if there was another version of Holly Jolly Christmas.
Nah, we
Bruce Springsteen. So Holly Jolly Christmas, Burl Ives, by the way, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Frosty the Snowman and all that stuff. So that's it for Holly Jolly Christmas, correct?
Right. Because we've only got so many segments here, and there's so many Christmas songs. You don't want to double up.
Yeah. So eliminate that from your wish list, but Christmas songs by your favorite artists. So we're only going to hear Jingle Bells one time. So, I don't know. Connect dots.
Might not hear it at all. Yeah, you never know.
You never know. But Lamar Jackson, running when it's appropriate to run and when the time is right, et cetera, et cetera. Paraphrase.
Yeah, I don't like that answer, Bob. I mean, that's not what I'm hoping for. I mean, because I've been saying, you know, I said last week or I don't know, the week before, he needs to rush it double-digit times. And I think in his mind, that ain't happening. You know, and he said he doesn't want to push it. Bob, that tells me that the hammy still bothers him some, or he's worried about the hammy.
Or the toe, or the knee, or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's just kind of discouraging there, because that means that the offense is never going to be consistent, I don't think.
Well, let me point this statistic out to the people, and Vinny will break down stats later in the show. By the way, we talk about how bad the Ravens' red zone offense is. Wait till we talk about New England's red zone defense. But Drake May has 362 rushing yards for the season and four touchdowns. Lamar Jackson has 333 and two touchdowns. But Lamar missed basically 2.5 games. Drake May's hit the post every start there for the Pats.
Yeah, but I mean, really, what are we talking about, 20 yards a game or something? I mean, he hadn't done where he, you know, like he hadn't been since last year's playoff game, Bob, against Pittsburgh, where he had like, 85 yards, 11 carries for 85 yards or something like that. You know, we haven't seen that Lamar. You know, I mean, last week he showed us two glimpses and it's like, yes. But then, you know, he puts us back in our place and we don't see it again. You know, I mean, so why are we? Because in his mind, he doesn't want to do that. Is the way it sounds to me. He doesn't want to.
Because he's banged up, or because
I think he's afraid to pull the hammy.
Okay,
that's kind of the way it sounds. I don't want to push it. Bob, you know, it's the time to push. You know,
push it real good.
Give him some blue chew, Bob.
It's been eating. Be pushing the wrong thing. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Lights, get out to the phones at 410-583-1057. Featured Artist Friday. It's Christmas songs. Pick a song. We'll play it. Nolan will. He's our Ryan Seacrest over there in an Orioles free agent target off the board. We'll get into that as well. Chris at Parkville. Chris, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Featured Artist Friday?
Gentlemen, happy Friday. Great show. Great show as always. Just two things I wanted to make a point of. Like, I believe, like what Vinny was saying, I'll piggyback on what he was saying. Hamstrings are real, a different type of injury. It's like, you can come back pretty quick off them, or they can like linger for a long time. So I think that's kind of in the back of his mind. Hopefully his hammy's good, and it's a mental injury. Sometimes the mental injury stays after you're actually good. But I like the fact, I'll make this quick and let you guys respond, but I like the fact that he didn't know this was the last home game, which means that he is focused on this game, what's on his plate right in front of him. And hopefully everyone else is, and they will follow suit. And I'm just looking forward to watching good football.
What do you think happens? What do you think happens? Let's do it. Your prediction Sunday night?
I'll say 35-28 Ravens.
All right. High scoring affair, Chris. Appreciate it, man. If we don't talk to you, happy holidays. Yep. Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Happy holidays. You too.
Yep. You got it. Here's Chris. That's a high scoring thing. Line's not even fits. 48.5, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, the score that I'll be picking isn't that high. You know, they'll score some. you know, because they got a great quarterback. So they will score some. I don't think, you know, they'll shut them out like they did the Bengals, you know, because it seemed like the Bengals kind of, you know, when they got down, time to shut it down, we're done. So I think that this will be a competitive game throughout.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's up, Bob and Vinny?
What's happening, doing, dude?
Hey, listen, man, it's Friday, man. So, you know, can I bring a special guest on, too?
Yeah,
you
let's
know?
Do it. Come on.
What's up?
Yeah, where do I send the celebrity fee bill to?
Oh, is that your boy Dustin?
Yeah.
Who else talks like that? Come on.
Yeah. The two guys said, I'm going to buy you a beer at the end of the show. And then, of course, at the end of the show, I'm never around. And neither of that.
Hey.
That's the Dustin bought me more beers this year than you did, Rashawn. Rashawn Pratt's treated me.
Hey, Bob, Dustin got a ticket for you, man. You come down. I know you got your big TV, but we got a ticket for you, man. Free of charge. Come down there Sunday night. You can sit with us. Anybody going to mess with you, Bob?
I ain't worried about somebody messing with me. First of all, I can't see. I'm blind in my right eye. It's dark out. And I got three TVs, not just one. Three. I'm like the officials at the games. I can pull the flag out. Hey, he was stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm going to give my prediction, man. Honestly, I ain't feeling good about the game. I know everybody going to eat me up in the comments on y'all YouTube channel thing like they did the other day, but I'm going 27-24 Patriots. So,
all right. I don't think that's an inappropriate prediction there, to be totally honest.
He's a traitor, Bob. Don't listen, man. He's a traitor.
Hey, Dustin, what's your score, Dustin?
34-23, baby. I'm going to be on the sidelines, so we're going to have a little advantage, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, are you on the sidelines because you're invited, or are you just going to jump over the wall and run onto the field?
I'm not in the business of spending the night in Central Booking, okay?
I hear you. All right, boys. Yeah. Have a great weekend. Have fun on Sunday. There's Rashawn wants New England, or not wants him. He's picking New England and Dustin taking the Ravens, but crooked numbers for sure, man. We getting over 50 points combined with these two?
I don't think so. I think it'll be close, but I don't think it'll be over.
Nolan, what do you think? High score? Don't give your pick, but a high scoring affair?
Only with overtime. That's my pick.
Yeah. So we're not going to see anything similar to what we saw last night in Seattle, points wise.
I mean, look, to come back, down 30-14 with under 5 minutes to play?
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Arguably the best game of the year.
That and
last
the Ravens Buffalo game.
But given the import of the game and the timing of the season, I mean, that was huge. But we want to get into that. You can. 410-583-1057 is the number. Vinny's keys to victory. How do the Ravens? I don't care if they win 3-0. They need to win. How do they get that W? Vinny's going to let you know. You want to get in? You can at 410-583-1057. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joins us 11 o'clock. And in between, an Oriole free agent target, who we talked about yesterday, has decided to stay home. We'll elaborate here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. you tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
From the Fan. Little drummer boy. Rum-pa-bum-bum.
Got it written down.
All right, there you go. I can see. But Ravens, trying to make it two in a row, trying to get over 500, trying to maintain a realistic chance of getting to the postseason, taking on a New England team that's undefeated on the road, that's trying to clinch a playoff spot after gacking a 21-point lead at home in a game that would have won them. They would have won the division last week. Now they can just clinch a playoff spot. How do the Ravens avoid their sixth home loss? Keys to victory.
All right, number one, Bob, I got run the ball over 170 yards. New England has struggled as of late. Bengals had like 130 yards rushing. The Giants, over 100 yards rushing. Buffalo, over 100 yards rushing. You know, and it's like two of the three of those teams don't even run the ball very well. And they ran the ball extremely well. Buffalo does run it well. So they don't, we talked about it in the film yesterday. Their guys up front, they don't get off blocks well, you know, and they weren't tackling well. So run the ball over 170 yards and lot, you know, I mean, Buffalo, Josh Allen has a bunch of rushing yards in that game. Lamar's got to. He's got to, you know. He doesn't want to, or maybe, hopefully, Bob, he's just like, you know, saying that only if I need to, you know, that he's just kidding.
And Josh Allen rushed for 48 yards and 11 carries.
Yeah, so, I mean, he made some critical runs. Number two, the secondary's got to have its best game. And why do I say that? Because the secondary can cover them up man-to-man. They've been sacked. May has been sacked 43 times. And a lot of it is because his receivers can't get open. And that's why he holds the ball. So if the secondary can play great and make it where guys aren't separating and running open, that it'll give the time, it'll give those guys time to get to the quarterback. Because I think with their offensive line, especially with the tackles, that they're going to be able to get there. I really like, you know, Draymond Jones. Wherever he lines up, I think he's a mismatch. So the secondary needs to play great. Number three, Lamar uses legs. You know, I mean, every week I talk about it. Every week we don't get it. And every week the offense is inconsistent. So we want the offense consistent. Come on, man. Come on, Lamar. Let's go. And then number four, one big play on teams. And the reason I put that in there was because Buffalo had some big kickoff returns, like across the 50 type returns. So create a big play on teams. Now, let me just say this. New England had a return, too. So, you know, and that could be, you know, stopping them on the 18, 19-yard line, something like that. But there is possibilities. There's, you know, that there is a big return in there waiting for them, you know, in the return game. And then last but not least is pressure May. And we talked about that, and that kind of goes with the secondary. And I'm not a big fan of their tackles. You know, Morgan Moses, you know, I like him, you know, 3 years ago I liked him even better when he was at the Ravens, or if that was 4 years ago. And their left tackle, Vedarian Lowe, he's a backup, you know, because Will Campbell's out. So I think that they can win some one-on-one battles. Do they need to blitz? I don't know. I mean, they did a hell of a job last week, you know, just rushing with four. Even Joe Burrow, they didn't rush, you know, or they didn't rush much or blitz much. So hopefully they don't have to blitz a lot. But if they do, it'll be Kyle Hamilton will be bringing it. Or I'm guessing Simpson will be blitzing a lot, Bob, if need be. You know, so those are my keys. I mean, if I had one, would be Lamar uses legs. That would be, if I could just say one thing, Lamar, carry it, you know, run at least 10 times.
You mentioned the pass rush. You're yes. hopefully generating yep. some, and we've discussed this all week long as well here on the show. Trey Mann's been sacked 43 times this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty high number for a nimble quarterback. But as you said, Benny, when we did the film yesterday, you know, he's waiting for receivers to get open, and he yep. takes sacks that, you know, if they were getting separation, may not have been a reality here.
And the other thing in this game, Bob, I mean, you know, do you play a spy? You know, because he's that type of guy. You know, he's like Herbert and Allen. You know, not as physical as Allen, but run, you know, athletic like Herbert, where he can run, you know, and he's a bigger guy. So that's gonna be interesting. I mean, because Bob, I mean, you said 43, they're seventh in the league. So they get sacked a lot. So there is possibility. And even if it's they're almost there, getting there, but they're making him get rid of the ball quick or throw the ball away, I'm cool with all that, you know? But it'd be better if they got there, you know, to make it second and 17 or, you know, type thing. But they're going to take their shots, though. They're going to throw it deep.
Now, we talked about this all week, too. Nolan McGraw, get in here. Of course, a quick draw, McGraw. Not to dismiss it as a nothing topic, but it's enough that we've discussed. Teddy Buchanan's out for the year. Trent Simpson's coming in. And, you know, Nolan, you've kind of thought that, you know, Trent Simpson's a guy. They can run the ball.
Yes.
They can run the ball. This Henderson kid's a stud, and yep. Stevenson's had productive years in the past. So if there's keys, and Vinny's are certainly valid in the keys to the game, but maybe this is one to keep an eye on. How Simpson fills in for Teddy Buchanan, who was second on the team in tackles.
Remains to be seen. Very skeptical. I think that's the best way to put it. Another interesting tidbit from Zach Orr yesterday. Asked a few questions about Trenton Simpson in particular. Gave the answers you would expect. But the one that caught my ear was asked, hey, you know, does this mean he's going to be taken off special teams? And he was, you know, very adamant. No. No, I went right to Horton. I said, don't. Take him off special teams. That's where he has a strength as well. We'll figure out a way to have him involved in both. We'll make it work. But that's where he's made his hay this year. Don't detract from one area to help us out over here on defense. He can make it work.
Well, Buchanan did. Buchanan was on the special teams too.
Well, so. That's how he got hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so.
And then he got Hummel, who's like, I guess, the backup to Trent Simpson now.
Well, the thing with Hummel is he's really smart. And he's got instincts where he actually, football instincts and stuff, he's quicker thinker than Simpson. He's not the athlete that Simpson, you know, but he's a, between ears, he's better football player than Simpson is.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. Going to be here from Nolan throughout the course of the show. We're going to hear from you next at 410-583-1057. Ravens, 3-point favorites at home, where they have a losing record against a team that's in first place and is undefeated on the road. The Zany Odds Makers, your predictions, your concerns for the game. Get in here at 410-583-1057. Jonah Schaefer joining us at 11 o'clock from the Baltimore Banner. Preview the game with him. Whip around left 15. What happened in World Sports last night? A lot. And a huge week. If you can't find something to watch this weekend, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Start watching the Hallmark Channel or some of these Christmas things, because there's plenty to get into. Keith Cavanaugh, TerribleTimes.com. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. And again, I know I've teased it. We haven't gotten into it yet, but an Oriole free agent pitching target off the board. We'll get into that and more. I think Bing Crosby passed away not like maybe 2 weeks after this was recorded for his Christmas special. I remember Bing Crosby had the pipe, and he was pimping orange juice. He's a Florida orange, yeah. He used to beat his kids, allegedly, according to his three sons. Go get that orange, boy. Ba, 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 ba.
My dad, we always used to have to listen to Frank Sinatra Christmas songs.
And I think old Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra were good buddies. How do we digress into this? My bad, everybody. That was Todd Monken, by the way, coming out of the break, talking about Lamar. The question was, does he need to be more mobile in the red zone? And he took accountability. Maybe I need to call it better.
Yeah. In other words, hell yeah, we'd be a lot better if Lamar would run it in the red zone. You know, because then you've got, like, even if he just rolled out, all right, you got receivers that are going to get open because they're going to be worried about him running it. You know, he can run it, he can throw it. And the problem that they've had is, you know, they've had some drops, which some, but if they're on the 10-yard line or whatever, they try to run it, they don't get any yards. You know, then you're second and 10, then you got to throw it. You know, and then they're putting pressure. They're coming with the blitz, and the receivers aren't getting open. You know, I mean, those are all the things that, you know, you look at. How did they score? Lamar broke it down and ran it in, you know. And then how'd they, the other one that was a touchdown but wasn't a touchdown, you know, Lamar scrambles up the middle, receivers open, and he pops it to him. I mean, those are the kind, it's all about Lamar. Bottom, I mean, everything, you know, it's all about Lamar. And Bob, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. What's the difference? Why is their offense not number one in the league? Why are they not number one in rushing? Why are they not, you know, getting more touchdowns? Why are they not good in the red zone where they were number one last year? Lamar Jackson. It's real simple. You know, the O-line's, you know, bad. Same guys. Why? Lamar's not running.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, how you feeling today on this Featured Artist Friday? And it's a football Friday.
I'm ready to go, Bob and Vinny. I woke up and chose violence today, my man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, come due, man. We owe Mike Vrabel one, regardless of him changing teams. We owe him one. I'm tired of folks crying about our offense, not you guys or anything like that, just our fans. Lamar Jackson's looked great compared to what's the way we started. I think we're going to see a really good football game out of him. I think we're going to handle the New England Patriots in good fashion. And I think it's going to be 35-24, Vinny. We're going to need them turnovers like you suggested last year when we was blowing a couple of them teams out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get there. A big turnover at the right moment wins this football game for us, fellas. Have a great weekend.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the call, as always. And we'll get to the stats later. Ravens are in the negative in turnover differential. New England's right around even, right?
Zero.
Oh, they're at, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I think this, back to his point, I think that if one team blew out the other, I could see the Ravens blowing out the Patriots. And the reason I would say that is they get an interception or so from Drake May, and they're able to run the ball and they get some explosive plays in the run game, you know, and Lamar Jackson, you know, is back to being, like, if Lamar is at the top of his game, playing an MVP type game, then, you know, I could see him making some explosive runs.
Now, he missed practice Wednesday because of an illness. Was in an ankle, hamstring, toe, knee. This was more of a maybe under the weather situation.
Bob, but to me, and I told Nolan, we were sitting, you know, there before the show, that it would not shock me if they're sitting around laughing. Okay, what are we putting on today? What are we putting on today? Well, you know, because we've had the hip, we've had the knee, we've had the hamstring, we've had illness, you know. Something different every week. Sounds like somebody in this building.
Let's go to Ed in Arbutus. Ed, thanks for holding. What's up, bud?
Yes, sir. Bob, Vinny, Nolan. Good day to all you gentlemen.
Same to you.
Thank you. One thing I've always liked about the Raven organization, when they recognize an on-field need, they're proactive to refortify in timely manner. Pivotal positional talent acquired that matches up or exceeds all opposition yet to be faced. Examples, Dre Jones, Gilman last game.
Mm-hmm.
Quality depth now at every position in all phases for reasonable expectation to win out. Proven talent at this juncture, now reassembled to capture the division and beyond. Revamped unit pass rush to exert more pressures. Robinson return is big. A secondary equipped with ball hawking skills per man to enhance the upfront QB hurries. The Washington return is much welcome. Roquan, read, react, and finish on the second Larry's the best in football, and pre-snap communicative assistance to other linebackers. We'll be fine there. Factor in a versatility disruptor, Hamilton, anywhere and everywhere, along with Humphrey. This defense is rock solid, ready to face anyone. To phase compliment next three games in must-win scenario, I'll take Lamar at quarterback over May, Love, and Rodgers. Tailback position, I'm liking Henry, Mitchell, Ali, and Lamar to own time of possession in all three games. Fullback Ricard in concert with the O-line, fully expect to see some gash runs this week. Slot receiver, I'll take Flowers to match Diggs any day for significant yak yards gains. Tight end, Mark Andrews will be my choice to own the seams and get large in the red zone. Last thing, specialty play talents, kicks, covers, and returns. Man with no blips, ball transition guys who understand their valued contribution in field position advantage and points. Asset-driven phase unit of exemplary skills is what we've seen. It's necessary to any successful football team. That's it, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy as always.
All right, Ed, have a great weekend. And he mentioned tight end, and we were talking about it yesterday, Vinny. Knox had two TDs last week against the Patriots, so maybe something to keep an eye on.
One was on a boot. Yeah, I think they're zone. They're like Andrews. They're zone receivers. They're not getting a lot of separation. That's why, you know, I would be a little contrary to Ed. I think likely will be that guy. I think likely is creates more the mismatch in man cover. If they're playing a lot of man coverage, I want likely more so than Andrews, because the way Andrews is going to get open versus man, he's got to play basketball. He's got to lean on people. Whereas likely's athletic enough where he can put his foot in the ground and separate, and he can run.
Let's get back to the phones. One more call for the break. And that top of the hour, Jonas Schaefer is going to be joining us. Baltimore Banner, whip around 11:15. A lot going on in the world sports last night. We get to last night's game, too. Thursday night football. Was it controversial, the two-point conversion that tied the game? I mean, I guess within the rule.
It looked like Verse hit it, wasn't it? You know, didn't it go off his helmet? It looked like it was backwards.
It was a backwards pass, doinked off the helmet. Yeah. Charbonnet picked it up in the end zone, and there you go.
And I guess he's able to pick it up in the end zone? Or can anybody pick it up?
It was still a live ball.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody was going after it.
Right, because everyone thought it was an incomplete pass. But Sean McVay, anyway, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's happening?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
All right.
TGIF.
Oh, yeah. I got a Hinkle waiting for me, Antonio, in about 4 hours.
My score prediction is 24-21 Ravens. Go Ravens, and you guys have a fantastic weekend.
All right,
you
Antonio. 24-21. Over-under's 48.5. So that's kind of more in line with what the odds makers could be projecting. Because we had a couple calls earlier thinking it's going to be like an explosive 30 this to 20 that sort of thing.
Now, the weather's going to be fine. It's going to be sunny, and probably by the time kickoff is, it's going to be in the 30s. So it'll be a good night for football, you know. And the weather's not going to be an issue.
And for New England, you think
they're snowing last week?
Yeah, I mean, they're not worried about the cold, and Ravens, they play in Baltimore, so I don't, like, to your point, I don't think that's going to be a big deal at all. What are the big deals going to be? Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner talks about that. New England does have a lot of dudes from defense not practicing for the first 2 weeks, so that could be certainly an impactful thing. Whip around left 15. That Baltimore kid still doing well in the NBA. We'll get into all of that and more. Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, and then a funhouse trip with Quick Draw. News from the Nest coming up at noon. You want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. Predictions. Ravens, Patriots. If the Ravens lose, they're in big trouble. But they've been in big trouble pretty much since the fourth quarter against Buffalo, opening week of the season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.